Our halftime show continues from Bay College. The Norse taking on the JV LSSU team tonight, and we're talking some cross country as the there are two Bay College Norse a guy and a girl going to nationals this weekend. And coach, what do you think? This is exciting for both Lindsay and Zach.
Absolutely, it's going to be a great experience. I mean, we've had a pretty short year season, so it's nice that they got an extra 4 weeks to practice and improve themselves and go down and to Virginia and give the best they can and see how well they compete.
It's been kind of rough. I mean, you haven't had many meets. You haven't had the numbers that you want. So how are you looking as a coach of changing that going forward where you have more on the roster?
I think that by Zach and Lindsay going to nationals, it's going to be great publicity for us, and other people will realize, hey, it's not just local running, and we can go to nationals. That's a huge experience.
Well, Zach, come over. We'll talk with you here for a minute. And this is an experience you've had before, so describe what it's like.
It's different. It's not like any of the other cross-country meets. It's bigger. Everybody's faster. But it's fun. It's cool in the end.
Now, last year, I think it was in Kansas, wasn't it?
Iowa.
Oh, Iowa. So it definitely wasn't down south. It was not, as I remember, it wasn't the best weather, was it?
No, it was like 35 and snow/rain. It was awful.
Well, it should be better in Virginia, right?
I hope so. It's supposed to be like 65.
There you go. You already looked, right?
I did.
So describe this for you. I mean, you've obviously been known around here for strength and conditioning and helping our other athletes at Bay. You're yourself still doing some running. So describe how this year's gone for you both.
It was tough because we only had two meets, but overall, I've just worked extremely hard the last 4 weeks, probably harder than I did last year, to get faster and faster every single day. But I think it'll go well. I think I'll probably hopefully produce the best time I've ever had.
Now, let me ask you, how do you do that? Everybody knows in basketball, you practice jump shots, you practice free throws and all that. How do you practice running? Don't you just start and just run?
Basically practice, yeah. What do you do at practice? You run. And then the next day you run. But you have to do different intervals and hill workouts and change things up to improve your stamina and improve your time. I try to be in the weight room as much as I can and build strength to help.
Now, Lindsay is bringing the Gladstone Braves flag down along with the Bay College flag down to Virginia. How you doing?
Good.
So how'd you do it? How'd you make nationals? Describe that to people.
Definitely running a lot, more than last year for sure. Practicing every day for the most part, with also some strength training too.
And Zach helps with that, doesn't he?
No, yeah, for sure.
So have you been able to study that and look online on their course and know what you're getting into down there, what their course is like?
Yeah, for sure. It looks like a combination of the courses we've ran before, so I'm really not too worried about the course and how difficult it's going to be, just because it doesn't look all that different than what I've seen before.
So will you take that into account when you practice? Like, does it have these big hills, like the Grzesinski Hill out there in Powers? That thing, running up that thing, you might have a heart attack.
Yeah, for sure. Because I mean, if the course you're running on has a lot of hills, you're going to want to practice hills. Like, you're not going to want to just run on flat ground if you have eight different hills you're going to have to run up.
So what's this course like?
Definitely pretty flat for the most part. A few rolling hills here and there, but for the most part, pretty flat.
So what do you think we need to do to get more people interested in running here at Bay?
Definitely just trying it, because like for most of my life, I was never really a runner. I didn't really like running that much. And then, last year I tried it and actually really liked it. So just trying it, definitely.
Yeah. All right. What are you, Lindsay, studying here at Bay?
Chemistry.
Oh, geez, chemistry. That's definitely not something that I would ever imagine going after.
No, yeah, chemistry for now and then moving into forensics after, so.
All right, there you go. Well, good luck to you down in Virginia.
Thank you.
And, Coach, I'll close with you. How do these two stack up? You've seen the times that a lot of the competitors have down there. How are our two going to compete?
They're going to do very well. We're hoping top third would be a realistic goal.
How many kids do you end up having at one of these national meets?
Roughly 180 per race.
All right. So a top 60 would be good.
That would be awesome.
All right. Zach, what do you think, man? Last word from you.
That hopefully I do well. That I just want to say thank you to those who have been supportive, and I'm going to do my best.
And you'll take the Eskimo flag down there along with the Gladstone flag.
I will.
All right. Zach, good luck to you, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, more coming up here at halftime as we talk volleyball next with Coach Porth after these words, Bay College Radio's Maverick 106.